Brendan, an Ulster final, what does it mean to get to an Ulster final for Derry?
Look, it's a very, very difficult thing to sort of sum up in words, because as much as you have to enjoy the fact that we've won a semi-final and probably the first for this group of players, and to get into a final, you know, you look at it, it's quite the achievement, but we don't want to be too naive to the fact that all we've earned is the right to play in a final, and that's not where our ambition lies, just getting to Ulster finals and things like that, and we're priding ourselves and performing week in, week out, and you know, regardless of the competition, regardless of the team, things like that, we always want to put our best foot forward all the time for ourselves, and that's what we focus on, and you know, thankfully it has earned us the right to play in an Ulster final, and we'll look forward to that, but we'll only be looking at ourselves really, and no disrespect to Donegal or any of them things, but you know, you have to keep your own house in order first, and it's very exciting. Look, it's great to see so many fans at the game, and they're all excited too, and there's quite a buzz, and that gives you a lift for training and things like that, and adds you a little bit more of an edge going into another bigger championship game. But look, we're in no place to be looking too far ahead of ourselves, so we're just looking forward to the Ulster final, and we're glad to get there, and now we've got the opportunity to prove ourselves on the biggest stage in Ulster, so it's very exciting.
It's a long day since that day in Sligo, the going to Division 4, like it's seismic how much you have come on as a group.
Yeah,
and the results have followed.
Yeah, they're horrible days, those, don't get me wrong. Very, very bleak for Derry, and it's easy for people to hide away, but we learned a lot from that, and you learn about why you're losing games, and you have to look at that kind of thing, and what's not right about maybe setups and things like that, or what's not working for our team specifically. It maybe works for others, but look, a lot of things have changed since then. Attitudes, personnel, like obviously the management's changed as well, and the IQ that they have is phenomenal, and the due diligence that they do for absolutely every single player, one to whatever, it's phenomenal, and you sort of feed off that too, and I suppose getting all those things right, one bit of momentum and the next bit of momentum, and then we might have not got the results we wanted in their first year, maybe they're close in the second year, but a lot of pats in the back, but it was building and building, and we knew it was coming, and I suppose that's why boys stuck together and progressed their Division 4, because we knew we were better than that deep down, but you have to at the end of the day prove it, and proof's in the pudding.
Commit to each other, Rory Gallagher says to us in the press every time. How important is that?
Yeah, look,
and where does that come from?
Football is not an individual sport, it's a team sport, and unless you are together as one, committing to the cause of Derry football and the way we want to play and how we want to win games, if you ain't got that as a team, you're going nowhere. People do their own thing, hangs all the guys out to dry, and we don't need that. He harps on about it all the time, and people might think it's a bit over the top and all the rest, but he's right. That's what works for us, being together. Maybe we were a bit disjointed for a long time with club seasons overlapping and things like that, but he's got us together, and we all enjoy spending time with each other, and that togetherness shows that we're all looking out for each other. You know, look at the forwards tackling back today. Ethan Doherty maybe made two good tackles in our own D and things like that. That's a stance day.
Conor Glass made a block from Desi Ward when he's going for a second point, which he didn't get.
And a very well timed one too. Like he sort of shimmied before it, and Conor could have dove in, but he didn't. And the awareness and comfortableness of people out the field defending, and defenders getting up and scoring. Look at Gareth taking the goal, and even Conor McCluskey getting through there. Like we're trying to help each other in all facets of the game. That's a part of being a team.
Final couple of points. What was it like to play in front of an atmosphere like that?
That's nice. It's like the roar and stuff on the band goes around. It's lovely and all the rest. But gives you a lift when things are down, and maybe you're not having the best spell. But it's nice. It's definitely nice to play in crowds again. And I suppose it's been a long time since Derry I've had that. And it's not something we get too excited about, don't get me wrong. But yeah, it's nice to hear, and nice to see everybody on the pitch after as well.
And going into the game, Conor McManus, Gary Mohan, Jack McCarron have been talked about by people like myself about how influential they were. How much of a preparation did that take, you know, into blotting that out?
I say we always look out for ourselves, and I suppose you identify your matchups and who's best to do it, but it's been very clear that, look, I suppose we were the guys that were picking them up, but we're not always the people defending. You know, it may take two, may take somebody to help us out, it may take somebody else to do it if we go up the field and it doesn't work, you know, it breaks down or whatever it may be. And look, we were tasked to do it, and we always had to do our own due diligence on how to mark them. And, you know, they're all game winners in their own right on any given day. you know, we have to look back to the Dublin National League game and how influential Jack McCarron was. Armagh last year, Conor McManus kicked the winning free. Like, those are big game players, and I suppose Gary Mohan's just on the scene and spoke, you know, a big lad too, and I'm very versatile. So
bigger than your Patrick?
No, not that big, but maybe moves a bit better.
And finally, how energised are you by the young bucks coming in here, the boys you're playing in their second or third championship game?
Oh yeah, their attitude's phenomenal, and they, you know, their energy at coming to training and always been out early and always doing that a little bit extra and trying to, I suppose, narrow the gap of experience pretty quickly, and their appetite for work's unreal, and that's what you want, you know. There's no point coming in and hiding away and expecting the other guys to do the work for you when they want to be as ambitious players as everybody else. So it's refreshing, it's nice to see them, and it's nice to see them doing well as well.